Will you pray with me? Lord, now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I'm not sure what you all got out of the video and the scripture reading, but one of the things that struck me as I was watching it is that this really isn't a story about Abraham, or to be gender inclusive, Abraham and Sarah. It's not a story about this couple that is sad they don't have a baby and want a baby, and they pray to God and they put the little coin in the slot and ta-da, God gives us what we want. It's about a much bigger promise that God makes through Abraham and Sarah to all of us. It is not so much about the baby as it is about the tree, the descendants, the people that God was creating to be a different kind of people. A family that God was creating through Abraham and Sarah to be a blessing to others. So, yes, it's a story of a baby, about a promise for an heir. But really, it's about a promise to each one of us that God is always with us. God will never leave us. We are all called to be a part of this family so that we can then show that love of God to one another. God doesn't promise Abraham, I will bring you a son. God says, I will make of you a great nation. Your descendants will number more than the stars in the sky if you are able to count them. Number more than the grains of sand upon the shore if you are able to count them. It's not really about the baby as much as about this family of which we are all a part. This family of great diversity that sometimes as members of the family, we don't necessarily get along with other members of our family. One of the reasons that Nate was here taking video, the organization that Phil is, one of the many things that Phil continues to do in his retirement, even though he's sort of hobbled by the whole broken foot thing. But he's a part of this organization that's just getting started called Selfless Ambition. Selfless Ambition is, it's like Madison 365, if you're aware of that, which is sort of a news organization that comes from the perspective of people of color in Madison. And Selfless Ambition is also started out of that same community to ask the question, what is the role of faith? What is the role of the church? What is the role of God's message in our community today? And how can we leverage the church in all its diversity to help solve some of the hurts of our world? It is really interesting. They're having a big event coming up next Saturday, a kickoff event. And it was interesting for me to see some of the responses from other clergy about this kickoff event. Because they're like, they're like, well, we churches already get together and we do stuff. So what is this organization? What do you asking to do that isn't already being done. You know, they're really sort of starting to get defensive and kind of sort of to protect our turf about, you know, well, or wanting to get credit for the stuff that we're already doing. And I read some of these comments with curiosity because it was like, if we were already doing all that needed to be done, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at. And one of the biggest complaints of any of the organizations that I have been involved with that try to bring groups of clergy together and churches and faith communities together is that, where are the people of color here? We're talking about their needs. We're talking about very often they're not present in the room. And this is an organization that is largely birthed out of those churches of color. And we, the white clergy, are getting all uppity about, well, we're not in charge. We're kind of nervous about that. I'm thinking, amen and hallelujah, dude, we need to get out of the way. And so I'm really, really excited about this new thing. And Phil, even though he's a white guy, he's part of their editorial board, and I think he brings a heart and a means of connecting people and just a wealth of information and skills to this. And I really am excited to see what it can happen in the Madison community because of it. It reminds me that we are of a denomination, the United Church of Christ, that is sort of on the far end of opening doors and welcoming people. We take pride in our identity as being not only a united church, but a uniting church. That yes, we are formed out of other denominations that came together and decided that we were better together than we were separate, but we didn't let it stop there. And I think the most important message of being a part of the United Church of Christ is that we don't ever let it stop there, that we are always on the edge, looking out, always trying to extend the circle further, always seeking ways that we can be uniting. And whatever lines that we might draw, we find a way to cross them. We find a way to bridge them, and we welcome participation and partnerships with all kinds of people. And we don't always get it right. And it's not always easy. And we don't always get to have our way. But we always learn something. And so what I ask of you today is that we remember the promise that God made to Abraham. A promise to create a family. A people of God who will be a blessing to all others. And to seek ways to cultivate that curiosity for someone else's situation, for someone else who's a part of this family, but may not be just like us, may not worship like us, may not have the same kind of building or the same kind of prayers or sing the same kind of hymns or any of that. But knowing that we are all children of God and that we are all a part of this family, this promise that God has made, and use that promise, that realization, to not build walls, to reach out to not throw rocks at others in faith. We are all leaders in this church, and I have been so privileged to be a part of this community over the last few months, and thinking about, you know, those days are numbered. I made a special hat, because on Tuesday last week at the council meeting, JC was sort of teasing me about being a lame duck. So I have a duck hat. I didn't wear it in here, but it is out on the counter. And so, you know, again, it's just one of those expressions, I guess, of the fun that we can have, but the recognition that we are all leaders and we are all ministers and we all have a responsibility to be the face of the church in our own community. It's not just on me. It's on each and every one of us to go and be the hands of God in the world, to go and be the voice of Jesus, to go and be the heart of the Holy Spirit that lifts up and nurtures and encourages people to be and grow into the people that they are called to be. So cultivate that curiosity. Kind of tamp down that the tendency to want to protect our turf and really look at who is on the margins today and every day. Amen.